Friends. Time now for this week's Arts, in which Ian Willoughby meets an expert on Czech music in New York. Čeho je moc, tak toho je příliš, než by se mu zkrátili žíly, tak na to navíc nějaký srágory, teď je to jedno.
This is the popular Czech rock band Činasky. The song from an album from last year called Nula Sedum, or 07. The group actually began the year 2007 on tour in the United States. And like pretty much all Czech musical artists, they got their visas to perform in America through the New York-based company Tamizdat. They also import CDs from Central and Eastern Europe, but helping musicians get work visas is a big part of their business. Tamizdat owner Matthew Covey is uniquely placed to discuss what Czech groups and singers play in the US, where they play, and who they play to. We discussed all of those things and how the visa process works in a park by Matthew's office on New York's Lower East Side.
First of all, we're usually contacted by the artist management or the artist themselves, or sometimes the promoter who's putting on the show in the U.S. And they tell us, well, we've got this artist, they're coming in 2 months or 3 months, hopefully not 3 weeks. And we then lead them through the process. The process basically amounts to us putting together sort of a dossier on the artist, including letters from important people saying that the artist is who the artist says they are, press clippings, translations of those clippings if they're not in English, attesting to their critical acclaim. All of these pieces go together into an application which attempts to prove that the artist has attained a certain degree of international renown, or if not that, at least local renown. That application goes to Homeland Security here in the U.S. They review it. If they're satisfied that the artist is in fact an artist, they approve it. They send us an approval. We send the approval to the artist, and the artist takes that into the U.S. Embassy in Prague, where the U.S. Embassy staff then reviews their passport, makes sure that they're not actually criminals as well as being musicians. If that's established, then they usually issue the visa. Usually that process takes about 24 to 48 hours.
Does it ever happen that artists are rejected? And is it harder now, since 9/11, basically, to get a visa?
Very rarely are artists rejected, at least in our experience. I know that the rejections happen a lot, but we don't tend to work with artists who are going to get rejected, and we certainly don't file an application that we think is not going to get approved. In regards to the question of 9/11, in some ways it's gotten harder because the criterion have been more strictly applied. In some ways it's gotten easier because what is expected of the people who are filing the petitions and what's expected of the artists is much more clearly outlined. There's not nearly as much guesswork as there was before 9/11. The other aspect of this is that there's getting Homeland Security in the U.S. to approve the petition, and that's in a way has become harder, but in a way has become more regular. On the other end, there's getting the embassy to actually issue the visas. How each embassy around the world works varies greatly. Czechs are very lucky, because by and large the embassy in Prague has really proven to be very helpful with Czech artists and really tends to go out of their way to make it work wherever it's possible. I mean, I'm sure people have complaints about how it's worked in the past, but by and large, compared with other embassies, they've been remarkably helpful.
Around how many Czech artists come here to the U.S. every year?
I'm not sure how many in total. In terms of bands, so I don't know in terms of theater groups and such. I know in terms of bands and solo musicians, we probably handle applications for about 12 groups a year, I would guess.
Can you give us some names of artists who play here or have played here?
Yeah, sure. There's a number of groups that come with a fair amount of regularity. You get bands like the Plastic People, I believe they come every year, pretty much one way or another. Ushne Doma used to come every year, then they took a bit of a break, but they just completed a very successful tour here. Sunshine used to come with very serious regularity. They didn't for a while, but I hear rumor they may be coming again. Lenka Dusilova has been in and out quite a bit in the last couple of years, as has Činasky. Has been here a fair amount.
What about the older guard, your Karel Gotz and Helena Vondráčková's?
They tend to come over for a specific event only, and they don't tend to come very often. I think the last time either of them were here, they were here performing together at Carnegie Hall, and that was a big blowout. I think that was a birthday celebration for Helena Vondráčková. But they don't tour here, certainly. They come over when there's one specific reason to do so.
So would most Czech artists go on longer tours here or play a select few dates?
I think artists that are coming to try to further their career in the U.S., especially among non-Czech audiences in the U.S., tend to come on tours, which is why you get, you know, Ushmi Doma or Sunshine doing extensive touring when they're trying to promote an album. Other artists who are mostly playing to Czech audiences or just coming for a one-off, usually.
What about the places where they play? Are there particular regions or particular cities that Czech bands tend to go to?
Again, that divides among those artists who are playing to Czech audiences and those who are playing for non-Czech audiences, or Czech expatriate audiences versus non-Czech expatriate audiences. I think the bands that are coming to play to Czech audiences are going to be playing New York, they're going to be playing Chicago, possibly Toronto. I think there's some shows that get done in Texas, largely to big expatriate populations or Czech people of Czech descent who are interested in seeing bands from the home country. Bands like Ushmi Doma and Sunshine are playing to people who are interested in indie rock. They don't really care where it's from. So those are going to be the markets which are generally strong for that, which is the coasts.
Czech bands in recent years have made a relatively big impact here or been successful?
That's a tough question because you have to ask what do you mean by success? I think Iva Bitova has probably had the most demonstrable success. She was signed to BMG. Her album was released at BMG in Czech. Her album was released by None Such Here. She's been very involved with a lot of pretty high-level arts productions and performances here. So I think on a you know, how does your resume look? I think her success has been the most demonstrable. The Plastic People of the Universe have had an enormous amount of press attention, partly because of their story and partly because their story has been borne out in continuing to be a viable group. You know, they still perform well and they are still making great music, and that makes the story even more interesting. So I think whenever they're over here, they tend to be able to attract kind of media attention that no other Czech artists have been able to do. In terms of integrating into the international or the U.S. music scene, I think Sunshine and Ushmi Doma have probably been the most successful in terms of just coming here and being a band and really making a go of it as a band.
Matthew Covey there speaking to Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby in New York. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. This is Danielle Azarová saying thanks for joining us and goodbye.